Let me just say, I got Andy Grossman from Riptide Bait and Tackle on the line, and
I'll give you a quick fishing report.
Go ahead.
It's windy out there.
Yeah.
it is windy. I'm looking out and a couple boats. I just see somebody who's just out back putting a second line on. It's blowing steady, but it's not like we didn't know about this. They warned us, and it's going to be a quick one. And I'm looking at by 3 o'clock this afternoon, there'll be guys out on the surf fishing today. It's supposed to drop right down as quick as it came in. Is as quick as it's going to move out.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Absolutely.
Yep, and it's not like it's going to really affect the fishing out front because, you know, the surf, it's been snapper blues, and there's an occasional bass here and there, but it's not what we want at this time of the month, so
yeah.
I think it's going to start to get exciting.
Yeah, we're still waiting, aren't we?
Yep.
Or at least in the surf. Yeah.
We're patient. A lot of bait out there. There's a lot of life out in that water, and I'm looking forward to what happens after this little storm.
I talked to Dave Scholl, and maybe we'll get him on a little later. He's been doing pretty good, like 10 to 20 fish every day with a keeper and a couple of slot fish. So he fishes in the backwaters, as you well know, between Abseekin and Great Bay.
Yeah,
Bill, I know has a couple of pals, and they're doing the same kind of thing down in down towards Seattle. So
they've been doing pretty good when the wind lets them out.
Yeah.
Between Ocean City and Seattle, working some of those holes and some of the shallow bays.
You know, John DeFanction, he's a regular back there, and he was pulling eels and he did well. But these guys that are sending me pictures from the back bays are all. I mean, it's a lot of these 6.5-inch gold nemesis. That there must be something with the action of that little rubber bait that's really turning these fish on.
I think that's what Dave uses. He uses
it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And all right. So, like I said, it's hasn't been super in the surf yet for striped bass, but there. This past week I caught two small, like 6-inch kingfish, and on one day I went down. But I understand that Richard Coles has been catching a few nice fish in Atlantic City. So kingfish are still around, and Chris Fantasio was just talking about some weak fish and small blues, and kind of close in. So that's cool. Used to be weak fish in that 20-foot range quite a bit, and they're probably small though. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Mike, they're getting some pretty nice weak fish here at Russ Chatham behind Corson's Inlet.
Oh, yeah, good.
All at night, though.
Are they keepers, or are they small?
Yeah, I saw one that was 22 inches.
Oh, baby.
Wow.
One morning this week, I forget which morning it was, but the guy said he had 5, and he said the guy next to him had 11 that night.
Awesome.
So.
Well, okay.
They're coming back.
Yeah, and I know that those weak fish guys, they are like the worst as far as getting prying information out of them. I know they are.
Yeah.
They're bad.
You got to catch them coming off the beach, otherwise they don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Andy, I know you got something coming up. Tell us what, and it's a little distance away, but let's get it on board.
Yeah, it seems like it's right around the corner. We got the Elks striper tournament's coming up November 16th, 17th, and 18th. We start at 12:01 on Friday morning, and we go to 11 o'clock on Sunday. And then we have a big buffet for the weight of the two biggest bass, first, second, and third. We usually get 25 boats, 25 guys from the surf, and the surf division and the boat division are both separated.
Cool.
And then we have a nice little buffet over at the Elks right before the football games are all done, so... They put on a great spread for us over there. And all the proceeds from that will go to the Brigantine Elks Veterans Fund.
Nice.
We love working with them and try to raise as much money as we can for them. And it's just a fun tournament. Some guys stay out for 24 hours at a time. You know, other guys take little shifts. And hopefully the weather and the fish cooperate. And we'll see what goes on this year.
What's the sign up?
You can. It's $25 for surf guys, $60 for the boaters, and there's a separate Calcutta, Seato. We got some good sponsors with Seato, Stocks, Penn Fishing, and there's a lot of. You know, it seems like almost everyone walks away with a door prize after, and it's just a lot of fun. And you can pick up forms if you need to go online. My Facebook page, or you can go online to the Elks website, the Brigantine Elks website, or you can stop off at either one of the places,
right, cool.
Pick it up and drop it off there.
Now, you know, I got to kid you a little bit about stocks, you know, like the pound cakes, like one of your best-selling products here is a pound cake, right?
Well, I tell people, I said, I am now a bakery that sells bacon pack on the side. Because people, no matter what the weather is, I'll have people in there all day today picking them up.
I'll tell you what, one time I was in there, and like four people came in for pound cake, and one person came in for bait. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's the way it is. I believe Robin's tried it, too.
Yeah, that's what she told me. She drives over to get some, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's great.
You have a sign outside, don't you now, Andy, says Bait and Bakery or something like that?
No, it's a big Stocks. We sell Stocks Famous Pound Cakes here, yeah.
Well, see, I'm even nervous that you're on the air because you should be baking pound cakes. I'm really partial to the ones with the white icing, and I've shared my recipe with you that kept my aunt alive for 93 years. You scrape the icing off, slice the pound cake, put it in the toaster, bring it out warm, and spread the icing on the warm pound cake.
Yep.
It is something that anybody who's in a three-day striper tournament should be able to use for sustenance. It's survival food, don't you think?
It sounds
That's
like
That's what it is. Yeah. You should put it in the like little gift bags, like the captain's bags.
Yeah.
The problem is it's too heavy for them to carry around.
Oh, yeah, those things weigh like, it's more than a pound, those pound cakes. I know that, yeah.
Yep.
It doesn't last
record,
all
as
long. You don't have to worry about it. I'll be over. Holidays are coming.
Okay. Just call me.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Andy, what do you want? You want to add anything, or are we got enough?
We still got the Riptide Striper Derby going on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, cool.
Until December 23rd.
Yeah.
Right now, we have two 10-pound stripers that are leading it. Linda Davoli is, you know, a good friend of yours.
Yep.
She's tied with Paula Vigna. Those are the only two bass that have been weighed in.
Two buddies.
A bunch of little blues weighed in. And the leader right now is like 1 pound, 7 ounces. And that goes on, like I said, till December 23rd. So I think there'll be a lot more changes in that.
Sure, should
and
be.
It's a fun event. It opens up the front beach of Brigantine for us. If you have a valid Brigantine 4x4 permit, you can then purchase this secondary one, and it lets you run the beach all winter. Actually, the city approved us to, as long as you keep your card, when the tournament ends December 23rd, they're going to allow us to still drive the beach until the next spring one starts.
Okay, cool.
On March 1st.
Yeah, so you can drive the front beach all, you know, from now until spring.
Yes. Yep.
With the beach permit and the tournament tag.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
That's exciting. There's some stuff.
That's a nice deal.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Very cool.
There is some bass being caught. Most of them are native bass. My buddy's got each day he's been out. He's got one keeper, but at least one keeper with some shorts. But I'm a little bit concerned that with the sudden drop in water temperature, that these fish are going to be traveling, migrating south a lot faster than
really?
They normally do. And given that our beaches are, sand barrens anymore, these fish, this big school of fish coming past South Jersey may be further offshore than we would like.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit, this water temperature drops so fast, and that's what gets these fish moving. And
like 10 degrees in a week, right? Yeah.
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 Yeah. I said 55 this time of the year in Cape May County is probably 4 or 5 degrees colder than it normally is.
Oh, okay.
In the last few years, we've been in the 60s, well into November.
And once again, I want to apologize. My game plan was all blown away today by the wind and rain, so a little bit of a scrambly end there. I got about 4 minutes left, and Rocco, Noel, and I'm going to be able to. Rocco will be able to give you like 1 minute. Sorry, I apologize. What do you want to say?
Real quick, I love going over to Captain Andy's going over to Andy's for the stocks. But the reason I really called is to let you guys know that Margate is certainly trying to work with Ventnor to find a place for those spoils. You know, Margate's looking to dredge, and they need a place to dump those spoils. And number two, Robin knows this. Right down the street from Robin, that new aqua park or water park, right down the street from Robin on Amherst Avenue.
Right next door, almost.
They're looking for some DEP approval so they can dredge out their portion of the back bays in Margate in order to build that water park for next summer.
Cool.
They want to find a place for the spoils, the dredging spoils, and it looks like Shelter Island which is co-owned by Margate and Ventnor, is the place where they'd like to dump it if they could. But I do think that dredging is necessary. Bucktail really made a great point, saying the more we mess with the front beaches, the more likely all that sand is working its way back into the inlets and shoaling up our back channels.
He's got that call. There's no doubt about it. He knows what's happening there for sure. Thank you very much, Rocco.
I believe that this wind's going to drop out pretty fast later on this afternoon, and the bite will be on.
Why the hell are you a Democrat?
The leadership of that party is insane. I could never vote for a Democrat. The other side is nuts, and we have to stop them.
Never again. The way the Democrats have treated President Trump. And so, obviously, I will vote straight Republican.
Seth Grossman.
Always, from now on.
Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump. President Trump is all in for the military.
Absolutely, Seth Grossman.
Dugan and Grossman. If the Democrats be in charge of anything, not even dog catchers, they wouldn't catch the dogs.
Listen, this country's going to come to a standstill if we lose the House, so.
This is Judy from Summers Point. I am voting straight Republican. Grossman, Dugan, I will not vote for a Democrat ever.
Go Seth.
Seth Grossman, honest, unassuming, intelligent.
Seth Grossman.
Seth Grossman all the way.